Hachette Audio presents The Dragon's Path, Book One of The Dagger and the Coin. Written by Daniel Abraham. Read by Pete Bradbury. Marcus rubbed his chin with a calloused palm. Yharnam?
Sir?
Rumbled the Trelgool, looming at his side. The day you throw me in a ditch and take command of the company?
Yes, sir.
It wouldn't be today, would it? Trelgo crossed his thick arms and flicked a jingling ear.
No, sir,
he said at last.
Not today.
Pity. To Scarlet. Prologue. The Apostate. The apostate pressed himself into the shadows of the rock and prayed to nothing in particular that the things riding mules in the pass below him wouldn't look up. His hands ached, the muscles of his legs and back shuddered with exhaustion. The thin cloth of his ceremonial robes fluttered against him in the cold, dust-scented wind. He took the risk of looking down toward the trail. The five mules had stopped, but the priests hadn't dismounted. Their robes were heavier, warmer. The ancient swords strapped across their backs caught the morning light and glittered a venomous green. Dragon forged those blades. They meant death to anyone whose skin they broke. In time, the poison would kill even the men who wielded them. All the more reason, the apostate thought, that his former brothers would kill him quickly and go home. No one wanted to carry those blades for long. They came out only in dire emergency or deadly anger. Well, at least it was flattering to be taken seriously. The priest.